The Who's World Tour gives fans a sentimental replay of the band's unforgettable songs. But in the mix of old anthems and new songs, the tour also ended a 25-year wait for inspiration and brought together the competing visions of the two surviving founding members, singer Roger Daltrey and songwriter Pete Townsend.
He acts as an advocate. He carries his view of the Who's brand name with him. And he's a bit more like a fan than I am. I'm much more on the inside and kind of see the band as being almost like an art installation. Not like the Beatles, not like the Rolling Stones, not like Genesis, not like Police, not like Bruce Springsteen. I always see the Who as having a function which is entirely expressed through its audience. I love this band. I get it, and I carry the it, but Roger carries the performance, and so together, once we decided that we had the songs, we knew we had an album. So it's really been 25 years of waiting.
Daltrey says he and Townsend continue to generate the energy that defines the Who.
We're a rock and roll band. Music, for me, has always existed in the live arena. I mean, records are one thing, and the record industry that we grew up in is really no longer. So the only place for us now as a platform is the live arena. And it's just great to be able to still do it. In some ways, the Who, for want of what we are, it kind of exists in the space between the two of us. And it's in that energy that we create together, that is the Who. And it's always been fantastic. It is still there.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man behind the wall.
Anywhere they go, the Who brings out four generations of fans who still remember such rebellious acts as smashing guitars and amps on stage. Townsend says the band survived beyond the short-lived art project for which it was conceived because it helped him rediscover himself as a musician.
The band was meant to be very, very short-lived. I suppose, in a sense, we sort of precursored punk. We saw ourselves lasting for maybe a year and a half, and then literally blowing ourselves up one day, as we nearly did on the Smothers Brothers show, which you can see in some of that. You know what happened was that I started to really love the fact that I felt I was doing better work as a songwriter than I was as an installation artist in the Who. In other words, I started to get less arty-farty about it, but by then, the guitar smashing had become symbolic. It had become something, an expression, in a sense of maybe this is stretching it too far, but maybe an anti-materialistic thing. In other words, you know that thing that when you're a kid, you long to have that particular toy or that particular car or that particular guitar or that particular girl. In a sense, I'd been through that. So having being in the place where I could just kind of go, hey, this is the guitar, there you go. You know, what really counts is the fact that I'm here and I'm alive and I'm free. So we've been through a few phases with guitar smashing, and I don't do it anymore if I can help it.
Are we breathing out? We're breathing in. Are we leaving?
The Who's tour is anything but a nostalgia trip, featuring songs from their new album, Endless Wire, recorded last year.
It's nice to be playing some new songs along with the old songs. We celebrate the old stuff, and we, you know, even the new stuff is a celebration of the old stuff in disguise. The success of the new songs is partly because it's based on the Who lineage of the music that we've been writing for most of our career.
How dare you be the
man in a purple dress. A man in a purple dress.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.
You are all the same, gilded and absurd. We go fast to blame.